Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of A Natural Nanny LLC, and I'm Mary Foltz. I am excited you're here, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about some really big decisions that you need to make in your career as a caregiver. So, before moving on, I need you to make sure that you've listened to the first and second episode of my podcast, because if you remember, they all tie in together. So, when you start reading a new book, you do not start on chapter 3, you start from the very beginning. And that's the way this podcast works. We build on each episode so you can become the best caregiver and or business owner that you can be. So stop the episode if you haven't started from the very beginning and go back and listen. Like I said, in this episode, we are going to help nail down what kind of caregiver that you want to be or that you are, and we can help strengthen. So in the last episode, I defined what a babysitter, a nanny, and a parent helper were. In this episode, I'm going to introduce a few more caregiving jobs to you to kind of give you a more broader horizon of what there is out there. I'm going to include elderly caregiver and housekeeping. Housekeeping is really important because it helps a family function in a way that is more peaceful and less stressful. When a house is taken care of and a home is taken care of, the mother and the father and the children feel more connected and at ease. So housekeeping is really important. And elderly care is also really important. And usually elderly caregiving only requires a person to come in and just cook meals and help feed the elderly person and help just make sure they are safe and taken care of and read them stories and that kind of thing. So what kind of caregiver do you want to be? Do you want to be a babysitter, a nanny, an elderly caregiver, a housekeeper, a parent helper? You have to make this decision in order to correctly map out your goals for yourself and your family. So setting goals for yourself in your career is a really important aspect to success. So if you want to make money and do what you love, then set the goal. What kind of caregiver do you want to be? That's your first decision. Then we're going to move on to something else. So right this second, think really quick. Just don't even overthink it, because sometimes we overthink things and they become just too overwhelming. Just what is the first thing that comes to your mind that you want to be in the caregiving world? Write it down or make that mental note. Then you can move on. Next step is, what kind of target market do you want to serve? Do you want to serve the natural-minded hippie community? Now, not all natural-minded people are hippies. So not everybody has dreadlocks and smelly armpits. But if you do have dreadlocks and smelly armpits, then you are my people. But not all of the natural-minded community does. Natural-minded community, it just means that it's a family that tries to stay away from chemicals in their life. They focus on breastfeeding, they focus on cloth diapers, they focus on cleaner chemicals or laundry powder or dishwashing detergents. They just believe in a very natural way of life. If that's you, then that's fantastic. That's the kind of family that you want to serve. If you prefer more of a mainstream family — mainstream means a family that may care about chemicals and things like that, but it's just not a priority. They focus their priorities on other aspects of their life. So if you would prefer to have and serve a more natural or a more mainstream family, then write that down. Then you have a traveling family. Do you love to travel? Are you willing to go on a trip with a family and take care of the children while they, while the parents kind of go on a lot of dates and things like that? Write that down. Are you wanting to be just a parent helper? You don't want to deal with the children a whole lot. You just want to come in and make their meals and clean the messes and all of that. Do you have special needs experience? I can tell you right now, as a special needs mom, finding a nanny or a caregiver that is experienced with special needs children is really hard to find. If you have that quality and you have a place in your heart for special needs children, and the experience, market yourself for special needs families. You will get a completely booked up schedule in no time. Trust me. Do you want to keep children in your home or the family's home? Do you want to care for the elderly? Are you more comfortable taking care of one child or multiple children? So if multiple children scare you to death, then market yourself for only keeping one child. Babies. Are you good with babies? Are you in tune with babies? Can you read their signals and know when there's a diaper that needs to be changed, or they're hungry, or they need to switch locations in the house to a new place in the house to get more entertainment? If babies overwhelm you and throw up makes you gag and poopy diapers make you gag, then do not take on a family with an infant. If toddlers make you anxious because they're climbers and they love to run and scream and get into everything, then don't take on a family that has a toddler. Older children, if you like to be talked back to and then don't take on a family with older children. So these are just some things that you need to think about. What kind of families do you want to serve? And then write those down.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
So by this point, hopefully you've thought about what kind of caregiver you want to be and your target market. And hopefully you have those things written down in your notebook or on your paper so you don't forget. Think of these as your short-term goals. The next step in this process is to determine what your pay is going to be. You want your pay to be worth your time and your effort. Taking care of other people's children is not an easy job. So you want to charge what you're worth. Some of the ways that you can determine your worth is how much experience you have, whether you're CPR and first aid certified, the time of day that you want to keep children, and where you want to keep them. So if you are CPR and first aid certified and you have loads of experience in the child care field, then you can charge more per hour. If you want to keep children in your home in a daycare-like setting, then you're going to charge more of either a daily rate or a weekly rate. If you want to travel to the family's house, then you are going to charge an hourly rate. I will give you an example of myself. I work second shift hours so I can work around my husband and I can homeschool my kids during the day. So any family that books me, I require them to use me at least 3 hours the day that they book me. And this makes my driving worth the drive. So at least 3 hours I am needed to be booked. Then, because I have all of the experience that I have and I'm CPR and first aid certified, I can charge more an hour. So I charge $15 an hour for one child, $20 an hour for two, $25 an hour for three or more. So, and it works out really, really well for me. I have a completely full schedule and I love it. I love being able to separate my family life to my work life. I've ran an in-home daycare several times in our home, and that was lovely when my children were babies. So think about Think about where you're at right now in your life, and then figure out how much you want to pay. So a tool that can really help you is to research what daycares are going for, the going rate. I know here in Nashville, the going rate for daycare is around $125 to $175 a week for one child. So if you're running an in-home daycare, you can charge that price if you have good quality childcare planned out, because nobody wants to pay for terrible childcare. So look at the market around you and see what the going rate is, and then charge that if you feel like you're worth it, which I'm sure you are. If you're here on this podcast, I know you're trying to get the best advice and the best ideas that you can possibly get. And that tells me that you are worth every cent that you're going to charge. Typically, people that want to work third shift nanny jobs will get paid a little bit more. So maybe $2 an hour extra, just because it's at nighttime. And even though you're not going to be really busy with the children, it's still taking away from your time at your home. All right, if you have any questions about this, please leave me a message comment and I will respond and include that into this podcast. Okay, everyone, that's it for episode 3. Thank you so much for listening again. I hope that you have some things that you can take away from this episode. Please subscribe and like our podcast so you can get that notification the next time we upload a new episode. We would love for you to find us and like us on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to visit our new website at anaturalnanny.com. And again, I hope that you come back and listen to episode 4, because we're going to keep these going. All right, have a wonderful day.